We're going to shift our focus to Afghanistan right now, where Afghanistan President Hamid Karzai has threatened to send troops over the border into Pakistan to confront militants based there. Increased tension along the border comes after a U.S. air and artillery strike killed 11 Pakistani paramilitary soldiers last week. Barbara Plett covers the region for the BBC World Service. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning.
How do we evaluate whether Hamid Karzai can actually carry out a retaliatory strike against Taliban militants inside Pakistan?
Well, I don't think he would be thinking of strikes in the terms of airstrikes. I think his threat was more sending soldiers across the border. If you look at how the Pakistanis have responded, it seems doubtful that they've taken it literally like that. I mean, they did feel his comments were inappropriate. The foreign minister here summoned the Afghan envoy. He also said that Pakistan would defend its territorial sovereignty, and he said Mr. Karzai's comments were irresponsible. But if you talk to observers and listen to what they're saying, they kind of interpret it as more of a bluster that Karzai was trying to distract from a big prison disaster that took place this week. The Taliban managed to blow up the prison in Kandahar. 1,100 prisoners escaped, including about 400 Taliban. But I think there is a concern here in Pakistan that Mr. Karzai may be taking his cue from the Americans, who have definitely been getting more aggressive about direct intervention in Pakistan's tribal areas, which they do through airstrikes.
Well, if you itemize the details, including the prison strike that you talked about, which released 1,100 people throughout the country, it's certainly a disturbing menu of powerlessness for the Afghan president. I'm wondering if his attempts to threaten Pakistan are more for U.S. consumption than for regional consumption, and that he's trying to project that he's stronger than he really is.
There may be some of that. He has just come back from an international donors conference in which $20 billion more dollars were pledged to reconstructing and rebuilding Afghanistan, which is not nearly as much as he asked for, but which is still a considerable amount. Alongside that, though, there was criticism of him, of his performance, about corruption within his government, about not doing enough to stop the drug trades, and various other things. So I think he probably is under a fair bit of pressure. And Pakistan and Afghanistan do have quite a tense relationship, especially over the past 4 or 5 years. And it is not unusual for allegations to fly between them about problems on the border, about who is supporting the Taliban and who isn't and who isn't doing enough. So it's possible that he has returned to this rather familiar kind of rhetoric because of that. Although I should say he has never actually said that he would be sending troops across the border before.
Right. Well, you know, Barbara, there's a long tradition of the Taliban working with Pakistan, either overtly or covertly. It does seem with the events of the last few weeks that the Taliban are virtually free to raid Afghanistan almost anywhere in the country and certainly operate freely across the Pakistan border. What are the broader implications of that?
Well, there is a process going on right now where the military is not pressuring the Taliban like it was last year. And that is because they're trying to make peace deals with the Taliban to prevent them from striking inside Pakistan. Hundreds of people were killed over the past year because of suicide attacks and other attacks within Pakistan. The Taliban having decided sometime in the middle of last year that the army really had turned its back against them because of its military work in the tribal areas. So I think what's happening in Pakistan is the decision has been made that the strategic threat is internal. That is, it's from the Taliban, and therefore peace deals need to be met.
Well, it sounds like Pakistan is willing to allow Afghanistan to be the sacrificial lamb in the mission of peace with the Taliban, with its own government.
Well, I don't think they would put it that way, and they do continually stress that they are committed to fighting what's called the war on terrorism. I think what the Pakistanis are a bit fed up with is that they're constantly being told to do things to stop the Taliban from crossing the border, to do this and to do that. They're always seen as the fall guy and the bad guy in the process, whereas they have actually suffered a lot over the last year. They've also suffered a lot since 2001, since 9/11. More than 1,000 soldiers have been killed.
All right, Barbara, thanks for putting that in perspective, Lars. Barbara Plett, BBC World Service in Islamabad. Thank you very much.